This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gents, welcome back once again. All things covered. Pat Peterson, Brian McFadden, you guys know what time it is. The draft is right around the corner. You guys who have been following our show for years know we like to highlight some of the up-and-coming prospects you will be cheering and rooting for on Sunday. This is the show for you. One of the best corners in the game. One of the best lockdown go-getters in the game. Playing in the secondary. Cornerback prospect out of Penn State. His dad has a unique tie to both of us, me and Pat P, because we were teammates of his father, the great Joey Porter Sr. on this show right now. For all you Penn State fans, for all you future fans of quality cornerback play, stand up out your seat, man. Give the guy a round of applause. Joey Porter Jr. is joining us here. All things covered. PZ Jr., how you feeling? How you doing?
That was an intro, man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you should be feeling good, boy. You about to woo. Woo. Yeah. Hey. That's a good feeling. Good feeling. You feel good.
Life changing, baby.
No question. Let's get straight to it, my guy, man. Number one, man, it's a pleasure seeing the growth and the maturation process for you. Back in 05, I remember you was a little kid. And now you're a grown man about to go out and achieve all the dreams you set for yourself. But during the combine, you were asked which corners you look up to. And your answer was our very own Patrick Peterson. Tell us why you've watched Pat P growing up.
Man, I just remember him coming in the door. My dad was a Cardinal and he was a rookie. Yep. And he used to make splash plays his rookie season. I remember he beat the Rams with a I think it was a punt return or a kick return, but it was overtime, and they won the game. And after I seen that, I was like, oh, yeah, this dude's nice. I think he did it twice that year. I was like, okay, yeah, I started watching him since then, and it was great. He was locked down corner for a long time, and he was the blueprint for a long time.
Man, no, I appreciate that, man. I didn't have the opportunity to meet you when me and Peasy was teammates, but B-Mac tell me so many great things about you when you was a kid running around the locker room and watch those guys hoist those trophies. But we all know the connection that you have with the Pittsburgh Steelers during the pre-draft. But how crazy would it be for us to be teammates next week?
No, that would be dope. That would be dope. I already know you got a lot of knowledge on the game, and I'm just going to be asking you a lot of questions if that happens. So, yeah, that would be exciting.
Man, Listen, Hey, PZ Jr., I just did my first official mock draft that we'll be releasing this week. B-Mac mock draft 1.0, because it's the first ever. I had you off the board before the Pittsburgh Steelers were picking, unfortunately. I had to throw my bias aside, you know what I mean? I feel like there will be an organization that would need your services before the Pittsburgh Steelers. So when 17 hit, you were already gone. But if that can happen, man, come on, man. You already know that's your home, man. So we got to see exactly how it plays out. You know the Tomlin family extremely well growing up, but how do you approach a workout and interview with Coach T, knowing him throughout your entire life?
It was something different because at the end of the day, I already have that great relationship with him. I knew him for years, but it's business, so we got to treat it like business. And that was the main thing we was talking about was, yeah, we have a history, but if we get you, it's not going to be none of that family talk. It's going to be business when I come in the door. And I told him I know I'm ready for it and I understand. So I'm just ready to work.
Yeah. With me, I want to get down to the nitty gritty. How do you feel about these other corners in the draft? You know, some people say, you know, Christian may be number one, Devin may be number one. you know, B-Mac, you know, have you very high on his draft. How do you feel about these other corners in the draft?
I feel like they're good. I've seen their tape. I met all of them at the combine, and they're good dudes, but I don't think they're me at the end of the day. I feel like I'm the best out, and I feel like just coming into the draft, you got to have that kind of swag, because if you don't, then it's going to be a long day for you in the league, and what, I just bet on myself.
What do you do different from those guys?
I have long arms, my speed, my size. I feel like I play press man a different way that they can't. And not everybody can copy my style.
Tell us what's so unique about your bump and run coverage, because I've been watching you for quite some time.
He got something,
no question. I want PZ Jr. to put his coach hat on. He got a brim on, but I wanted to turn it to a coach brim. Tell us what's so unique about your style when you're in the face of a wide receiver. Break it down for us.
I got you. So basically my stance off rip is just so wide that it gives the wide receiver a hard time going around me. The longer I make him go around me, is the messes up the timing with the quarterback. And I feel like I do that pretty well that other guys just can't do.
Matt, and, yes, that's sir. Very, very important what he just said.
Tell us why.
Making
tell us
the
why.
Receiver go around you. You don't want to have those receivers because you always see them in pre-workout. They dip in that shoulder. They trying to make those sharp angles. But as a DB, if you force that receiver to run that hump, as we call it in the defensive back room, run that hump, meaning make him run around that cone that we imaginary ourselves working out in, you know, during the springtime, during the summertime, you know, during training camp. Now, putting it on tape, it just all comes into to fruition. So for a young guy to say making the receiver run a hump, hey, man, he got something, Matt.
No question. And speaking of that, one thing you had the luxury of having, to your credit, PZ Jr., is that you look at some of the wide receivers you faced off against at Penn State. I mean, you just highlight the matchups the last 3 years against Ohio State. I mean, you were going against the cream of the crop in regards to pass catchers. And let's highlight the matchup between yourself and Marvin Harrison Jr. The overall stat line doesn't really tell the tale, but when you talk about going against those guys like Marvin Harrison Jr., who will probably be a top three, top five selection next year, what did you like about that matchup? And for you going into that matchup, knowing you're about to play against a guy who's going to be a top round pick like yourself, what's the mindset for you when you have those type of matchups that you faced off against in years past?
Man, I'm excited the whole week. My mind going into it, this is the money game. This is the money week. And I know that all eyes is going to be on this matchup, and I was ready for it. These are the type of games I look for, and I get excited for it. So, yeah, I was turned right when we got the schedule.
When you look at all the receivers that you faced from Ohio State, I mean, heck, Olave, Wilson, Harrison Jr., Jackson Smith, Jigba, who would you say was probably the best for you?
I gotta go Gary Wilson, and you got and Jamo Williams. Jamo was on that team too.
Got by Jameson, yeah.
My junior year,
yeah.
Myself, yeah. But he was like the third wide receiver. He didn't get a lot of looks, but he was on there too, and he was pretty fast back then. But I gotta go Gary Wilson.
Why is that?
It just his route running is crisp. He could do it. He could do every route, and it looks the same. And then he's also a threat with the ball in his hand. You gotta watch out when he gets the ball in his hand. So okay. Yeah, he's a problem.
And Joy Jr., I can just tell you was born in the football family, and I love your confidence. And I had the opportunity to watch a couple of your games, and I can tell you your attention to detail is very, very crisp. Like you go into the game with the game plan and knowing how to attack your opponent. What do you love about that process preparing for your opponent? To give us some ins and outs on what some of the things you take away while watching film.
Yeah, man, I look at the little things like the tendencies. What's your favorite inside release? What's your favorite outside release? Do you mess with your gloves on a block play or a pass play? Just certain stuff like that. And I feel like the best feeling is when you actually see it in game and you know it's going to happen.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of like it.
You just got to trust it.
Hey, you know, my coaches always tell us, don't miss the pass. Don't miss the fastball.
Especially when you know the fastball coming.
Exactly.
Some wide receivers, when it's a passing route, they dig that back foot in the grass a little more intensely.
Hey, man,
they
got to get that dig off. Secrets, Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
PZ Jr., when you talk about the bloodline, your father I played with my first 2 years in Pittsburgh, we won a Super Bowl together. In regards to his playing days, what's your favorite memory of your dad as a player and as a coach?
My favorite memory of him, what he was doing when he was a...
As a player and when he was a coach.
That's a tough
one. For the Steelers.
For the Steelers, okay. Probably the they shot me in Denver. That was probably, I seen that everywhere growing up. And shoot, that clip get me ready for games sometime.
So, shot in Denver.
Got shot in the butt. They shot him in the butt. So I'm in 05. Pat, you never heard of that story?
No.
Man, listen, I heard about that before I got drafted to Pittsburgh. And I literally thought Peasy, Joey Sr., was like a mutant. Because he said he got shot. And he played the following week.
Right.
Didn't miss one game, Pat P. They say he got shot in the buttocks. As they said, that's what that's how they wrote it. And he played the following week. I said, this man must be a mutant.
Yeah.
And that was an Indy. That was an Indy in the locker room. We just beat the Colts. Second round of the playoffs. Peasy was still fired up. And it was like, man, we're going to Denver. And Coach Howard told Peasy, hey, Peasy, don't talk no foolishness this week because Peasy's gonna run his mouth a lot. Man, Peasy said, man, F that, man, they shot me in Denver. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. And what about as a coach? You got a favorite memory of your dad as a coach?
Yeah, definitely. The celebration with Willie Gay when he got the
flag. Cincinnati.
Yeah,
in Cincinnati.
He did like 7 different celebrations and got a flag.
That was very legendary. We still watch that to this day.
Hey, I got one question. Hey, Pizza Jr., I got one question for you. Can you bring back your father's kick? You know, anytime he used to make a big play, he would do that kick. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Can you bring that back for your pop? I know he definitely would love that. Is that something you can put in your celebration repertoire?
That'd be dope.
That would be dope. If I get a sack, I'm definitely doing it.
Get an interception, do it too.
Interception, do
kick
it too.
Kick it out of there. Yeah, you gotta make sure. I know your hips gonna be lubed up. You're gonna be ready to go oiled up. So heck, man, that's what your dad. That was your dad thing.
Yeah,
no doubt about it was.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, obviously, I know you saw your dad win a Super Bowl with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do you remember the time or the parade or any of the background stories? Do you guys any stories from when those guys won the Super Bowl? What, that was 06, Mac?
Yeah, 05 season, 06.
Okay, 05.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember everything, but I do remember glimpses of that night. And one of the main things I remember is going down, being on the field with the confetti falling down. I remember capturing stuff in my hat while he took me in the locker room and everybody starts to celebrate. And I feel like that's something I'll probably never forget.
Yeah, one more question. Is Pop still putting the paint where it ain't? Hey, my boy PZ used to have that grab bag on the plane. He said, hey, I know I got the paint where it ain't.
No question.
That's funny.
So you got an invitation to the draft Thursday in Kansas City. Can you give us a little preview of what your suit and your swag is going to look like? I know you probably already got it lined up. Your dad was telling me you already getting you had to get your hair twisted and everything like that. So you do you have, you know, your swag already laid out and how you're going to approach the draft? You know what I mean? Because you know you got, you know you're a sec, you're in the DB's class, man. You're in the secondary, so you know you always got to look good.
Hey,
so
we different, Matt. So, no question. I know he's going to be swagged up.
No question. Yeah. You got to look like money and smell like money.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
So what you got? What's the preview for you? What you going to rock on Thursday?
Man, it's gonna be like a custom Dior type suit. So,
When it rains, it pours.
Hey, man.
What color?
I'm going with like a light brown.
Hey, no, it got to be a surprise, man.
It's a preview. He said Dior.
Don't ruin it.
When he said Dior, that's all he had to say.
Hey, Dior. Yeah. When it rains, it pours.
Okay. What you gonna have on your feet?
I can't give up the sauce too much.
Tell me this. Is it going to be sneakers or hard bottoms?
Hard bottoms.
Okay. I like it.
Hey, before we get to the superlative to get you out of here, we got to get to the bottom of something. You played a word association game for a social clip when Rihanna's name popped up. The first thing you said was big forehead.
Oh,
yeah. He said, I didn't say it, Pat. I'm just reading what PZ Jr. said.
Oh, man.
Do you want to explain? Do you want to explain yourself?
Let me explain the whole breakdown.
Okay, so, break it down for us.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, the combine. We're doing like, you know, the videos, and they told me on the side, like, the high score is 27. I was like, I don't know why they told me that, because now I'm going for the record. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting 28, 29. And they sat me down and like, you could legit say anything. I said, okay, I'm saying anything for the win. But what I said though was the right answer, because she do have a big forehead. Yeah. But it looks good on her. And that's what makes it look good.
No question.
Shoot, I love Rihanna's big forehead.
No question.
Yeah, I like it. Great comeback.
Well said. Hey, PZ Jr., we're gonna transition to the superlative part. We got a few rapid fire questions we wanna hit you with. We want your honest, unbiased answer. First question I got for you. Favorite Steeler growing up besides your dad is?
Clark Higgins.
No question. Clark is my guy.
I play with Clark too.
Clark is my guy.
Walking on the back of the shoes, Clark.
Oh my goodness. Clark Higgins. Good ass. I like it. Boy, you know ball. Pat P, he know ball. He know ball.
No doubt about it.
No, and I love it. What you got, Pat P?
All right, number two. Number you prefer to wear when you get drafted?
Ooh.
Eight. I'll say eight or nine. Eight was my dad's number in college, and then that was my little league number, but I couldn't get in high school, so I chose nine, and I just stuck with it.
That eight, man. No, it is.
Nice.
Well, heck, if you go to Pittsburgh, you can't get eight. That's Kenny Pickett number.
I know.
Yeah, they don't allow.
And Boswell got nine.
Yeah.
I seen that. I don't know.
you might get 19. Maybe so. You might can do 19. But you figure it out. Don't worry about it. Most accurate pro comp you've heard to yourself. You've heard about yourself. The most accurate pro comp is who?
I seen Sauce Gardner, but we don't know. I don't know. That's pretty accurate.
I said this to your dad years ago when you first got to Penn State. I said, boy, Junior remind me of Dale Carter. I know Dale Carter might be a little old for you, but when we get off this, go watch Dale Carter.
Okay.
Go watch Dale Carter. Long, rangy, got a chip on his shoulder. He talked that talk when he out there, and he played big-time football. Now, last question.
Matt, let me add to that one. I was going to say Charles Woodson.
Oh.
He's a dog.
As far as like the long, rangy,
the length,
playmaking ability, put him anywhere.
Yeah, Charles Woodson was a little bow-legged out there too, though. You know, he got a little pinched in toes.
Hey, but Charles had that. He had that speed though. He had that deceptive speed.
No question. Yep. One of the best to ever do it. One of the best to ever do it.
Last one for you, Junior. You got it, Mac. I got
one more too, but you can shoot yours, and I'm gonna shoot mine, and we gonna get up out of here.
Take off.
All right. Tell us something that might be weird about you that nobody else know. You got like a weird song on your playlist before a game. You got a weird ritual that you do. You like something that a lot of people might not know.
I guess it's kind of weird. I like old school music. That's what I get into a lot.
Like R&B?
Yeah, like just old stuff. New Edition, The Temptations, all of them.
What's your favorite New Edition song?
Probably Can't Stand the Rain or Poison. But that's their little side group, so I can't even... But yeah, those two songs.
Can you sing it?
No, I can't sing.
He's gonna have a lot of singing to do when he get to training camp, so we're gonna let that one be. Hey,
we're gonna let that one be.
Hey, Joyce Porter. Go ahead, Pappy. Go ahead, shoot.
Last one for me. What do you believe or what do you want to see your Madden 2024 ratings to be? So overall speed, awareness, jump ball, and tackling.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say my speed, I needed to at least be like a 93, 94. I could work from there and get it up.
Okay.
Everything overall? Else, I feel like overall gotta be, I know they do the rookies bad, but give me like 77.
Okay.
80, what? I'm
awareness, your awareness.
Give me 90.
Jump ball.
I got good vert, so I'll probably say 94.
And tackling?
89, but that's going to come up.
And what was your – you went to the combine, I'm assuming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what was your vertical and what was your 40?
So my vert was a 35, but I redid it at my pro day, and I got a 37 and a half.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you'll be in the high 85, 90s.
Speed. See, then they got to put in my 99% vertile, like my 99. Oh. Yeah. Like
he played Madden. He played Madden.
They got to put that in.
He played Madden.
Hey, Mac, I ain't been on Madden since 13.
No question.
Yeah, they got to adjust that. My 40, though, was a 446.
Oh, laser. That's laser, too. So. He's going to be in the 90s. Yeah, he got to be in the 90s. He played. What's your favorite team on Madden when you play?
I'm nice. I could just use any team. I don't got a team.
Random select?
That's what I do, random select. That's why
I used to beat you, Mac, on random select?
Stop it. Hey, so hold on. Stop that, Pat P. Don't do that. Ask hey, your man, old man, there, my man. Rookie year, when we played Madden, Deuce Staley had some boys came up from South Carolina. We was at Deuce Staley house my rookie year, and them boys were, I ain't going to say what was going on in the room, but it was an intense game, and they called young Mac to go get him them sticks. And I'm fresh out of, you know, when you're fresh out of college, your Madden game decent because that's all you do. You work out, go to school to play Madden. When you fresh out of college, that Madden game was decent. Pat P, the dude I was playing with put the joystick like a computer and he was playing like this. I said, oh, shoot. I used to play with the Eagles back in them days. Man, the young Mac got on there. I took everything. Them boys had me late for OTAs the next day, man.
Hey, my computer about to go dead.
Hey, computer. Hey, Joey Porter Jr., thank you for joining us. All things covered, Pat Peters and Brian McFadden. We cannot wait to see you Thursday with the fresh twist, the Christian Dior, rocking that swag. I know you're going to have that ice on. I know you're going to put it all on. And number outside of that, man, best of luck to you and your family, man. This is a great opportunity. Can't wait to see you live out your dream. And let's see, Omar, you're on the clock.
Uh-oh.
You're on the clock. Pittsburgh. What's up, baby?
Let's see.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it, Junior.
Appreciate it, my guy.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.